The claim of Christianity is that Jesus wasn't just a good moral teacher or a prophet or someone pointing to God. Christianity claims that Jesus was God. And if this is true, Christianity offers the most relevant message for all of humanity. But if his claim is false, Christianity is the biggest joke or delusion the world has seen. So who did Jesus say he was? Many times and in many different places throughout Scripture, Jesus claimed equality with God. And in fact, this is why the Jewish authorities had him crucified. So was Jesus God? Well, let's assume that he wasn't. If Jesus wasn't God, perhaps he knew he wasn't and therefore lied about his identity. That would make Jesus a liar. But does his life fit the characteristics of one who lies or weaves a tale? Liars lie for selfish reasons. There's something in it for them. In the case of Jesus, he gained nothing and lost everything. Take, for example, when he is brought before Pilate, accused of blasphemy, of making himself equal to God. He stands before the official who has power to release him or crucify him. Pilate asks, "Are you a king?" Had Jesus been lying? He had an out here. Jesus should have said, Pilate, all this king, God stuff is gone just a little too far. I didn't realize all these people would have perpetuated this lie. And there's been a misunderstanding. I'm not a god or a king, as they say. Do you mind letting me go? Jesus didn't do that. He stuck to his story in the face of death and said, "My kingdom is not of this world." As a result of his answer, he is scourged and crucified. No liar would die for a lie. But perhaps a crazy person would. Maybe Jesus really believed he was God, but was mistaken. The problem with that is that Scripture does not describe Jesus as somebody who is delusional, imbalanced, deranged. He is compassionate towards others. He gives sound advice, sound moral teaching. He is humble and places others first. Jesus is connected, not disconnected to reality. Christian author C.S. Lewis argues that Jesus could not have been a liar. He could not have been a lunatic. Therefore, he must have been Lord. This seems reasonable. But one thing we should not say about Jesus is that he was good. Many people will say Jesus was good, but Jesus cannot. He cannot be good. You see, no good man allows another to worship him. The Apostle Thomas fell down and said, "My Lord and my God." No good man says, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life." No good man says, "Unless you eat my flesh, you have no life within you." In the words of C.S. Lewis, but let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us. He did not intend to. See, Jesus was either a liar, crazy, or he was who he said he was, Lord. And if Lord, we can either accept Jesus and his teachings or reject Jesus and his teachings. But one thing we should not be is indifferent or neutral towards the one who claimed to be God.